A U.S. bankruptcy court today in New York is expected to hear motions from auto parts maker Delphi. After failing to reach an agreement with its union on salary and benefit cuts, Delphi announced over the weekend it was filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The filing comes at a time when much of the U.S. auto industry is in turmoil. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
If you drive a General Motors car, chances are a lot of what you see under the hood was made by workers at Delphi, a Troy, Michigan-based auto parts company. But since being spun off by GM in 1999, Delphi has been losing money. David Healy is an auto industry analyst at Burnham Securities. He says one big reason is the company's inability to compete in an increasingly global market.
They are not set up competitively with $65 an hour employment and benefit costs to compete with non-unionized parts companies who can supply parts to GM at much lower prices.
In its court filing, Delphi said it was taking all of its U.S. operations into bankruptcy in order to preserve the value of the company. Delphi is looking to cut worker wages and benefits, in some cases by as much as two-thirds, in order to compete with parts companies in China and Mexico. Worker wages and benefits there are just a fraction of what Delphi pays. Before declaring bankruptcy, Delphi had been negotiating with its union, the United Auto Workers, which represents about half of the company's U.S. employees. However, in the end, the two sides were unable to agree on wage and benefit concessions the company was requesting, something analysts say sets the stage for what could be a major industry shakeout.
I think this really takes it from the sandlots into the major leagues.
David Cole is chairman of the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a nonprofit automotive research group. He says with 50,000 U.S. workers and dozens of plants, what happens at Delphi will wind up setting the tone for the entire industry in the months ahead.
It has set the major wheels of this industry in motion to do things differently, and it's very simple. It's change or die. That's what this industry is dealing with, not just Delphi, but particularly the old line companies that are saddled with these very high legacy costs are at risk right now, very much at risk.
That includes billions of dollars in pension liabilities. The United Auto Workers Union issued a statement over the weekend calling Delphi's decision a bitter pill for its members, and industry watchers say there's the possibility the UAW could call a strike, something they say would affect the industry. Glenn Reynolds is an auto analyst with the research firm Credit Sites.
The main issue is it raises the risk of a significant disruption along the supply chain, not just with Delphi if they have a work stoppage impacting General Motors, but also with the other suppliers that would be affected who supply General Motors if they had a follow-on work stoppage.
Because there is still so much uncertainty over what a Delphi bankruptcy might mean for the industry, GM shares fell yesterday. GM has been losing billions, and because of its prior relationship with Delphi, could also still be on the hook for retirement and health care benefits for thousands of Delphi retirees. David Healy at Burnham Securities admits the Delphi bankruptcy is a watermark event for the industry, though he thinks Delphi could emerge in better shape.
Delphi filed for bankruptcy before, you know, they spent their last dollar, so probably with cash on hand and the financing that they've arranged in bankruptcy, they will survive to restructure and eventually emerge from bankruptcy as a more efficient producer.
In its court filing, Delphi said to expect significant cuts to its U.S. workforce along with plant closings. The company apparently is hoping to get in bankruptcy court what it was unable to obtain at the negotiating table. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.